USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Former Attorney General Bill Barr calls former President Trump a, quote, consummate narcissist.
He constantly engages in reckless conduct that puts his political followers at risk, the conservative and Republican agenda at risk.
Barr, appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, added that Trump's conduct alleged in the federal indictment is, quote, not an isolated example. Chris Christie says the idea of a pledge to support the next Republican nominee is a, quote, useless idea.
I'll take the pledge in 2024 just as seriously as Donald Trump took the pledge in 2016.
Christie, a GOP presidential candidate speaking on CNN's State of the Union, pointed out that Trump was the only candidate in 2016 who did not agree to the pledge. One person is dead and at least 20 people are injured after a shooting at a Juneteenth celebration near Chicago. Multiple victims were taken to a hospital. Two people are reportedly in critical condition. Two Americans allegedly attacked in Germany have been identified. Police say Eva Liu was attacked by a 30-year-old American man she met hiking. Liu's friend Kelsey Chang tried rescuing her, but was pushed down a steep slope. The American man is in custody on suspicion of murder, attempted murder, and attempted sexual offense. The Supreme Court won't rule on two major issues until at least Thursday.
Decisions on cases involving affirmative action and President Biden's student loan debt relief plan were not included in Friday's release of opinions. Two cases involving Harvard and the University of North Carolina will determine if race can be used as a factor in college admissions. Meanwhile, there are two cases that have yet to have opinions issued on them centered on the president's plan to cancel some student loans. There are still 18 opinions to be released from the high court in its current term. I'm Scott Carr.
This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says there are other differences between him and former President Trump than just January 6th. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, the GOP presidential hopeful says he disagrees with Trump's belief that a six-month abortion ban that's been passed in some states is too harsh. Pence also claimed that Trump's position on the national debt is the same as President Biden's. More senators want to know about the proposed merger of two pro-golf organizations.
First, it was the Senate Investigations Committee. Now the Senate Finance Committee is opening what's called a wide-ranging investigation into the finances surrounding the PGA Tour's deal with the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund, the principal owner of the LIV Golf Tour. Committee Chair Ron Wyden of Oregon says the deal raises questions about whether the PGA Tour can continue to enjoy tax-exempt status after tying itself to the authoritarian Saudi regime. Wyden has also called on the Justice Department's Antitrust Division to scrutinize the deal. I'm Richard Johnson.
Veteran NBA player Lou Williams is retiring from basketball after a 17-year career. He made the announcement on Sunday with a YouTube video narrated by his daughter. Williams is a three-time Sixth Man Award winner. The 36-year-old was drafted by the Sixers in 2005. The hit Netflix series Squid Game is gearing up for its return. Lee Jung-jae will return in the lead role. The second season will debut next year. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.